It's time for Thriller Thursdays here on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated PG for parental guidance.
Last time on 1918.
Okay, will you give me, what page are we starting from? I'm sorry. Okay.
Shut up and kiss me again. Okay. Now, Henry Isotope, how do we activate this thingy? Just touch it. It should teleport you to the companion portal. This is how the aliens traveled ship to ship, we suspect.
And now, the exciting conclusion of 1918!
Oh, darn!
Well, well, well. If it isn't Henry Isotope... And who is your charming companion?
That's...
Can it, Four Eyes. You won't have the pleasure of knowing who I am.
Oh, ha, 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 ha.
How did you know we were here?
We picked up traces of alien tech being used in this silo. This base is on a tight schedule. The tech is needed to access the portal. Hence, it is quite simple to tell when someone is breaking in. Your use was unscheduled.
Guards, disarm them. Thank you, Doctor. I'll take it from here. The lady will follow me. Dr. Isotope, I leave in your capable hands, Dr. Hefeweizen-Steinhagen.
Danke.
What is he going to do with Henry?
I imagine that will be the last you will ever see of Henry Isotope.
Henry!
Best to forget him now.
What are you going to do with me?
I'm taking you to meet someone, Evelyn Dietrich. This is your father, Ernest Dietrich. I will leave you two alone for a moment.
My daughter. Let me see you.
You're...
I am alive. I'd have no voice if it weren't for the alien tech. I was shot in the neck. There's so much to talk to you about.
You're crippled.
I was shot in the neck. But you see that robot suit on the table?
It looks like Manfred's.
Manfred got the prototype.
We can use this to fight him then.
I'm afraid not. I never truly worked for the Order. This is going to be hard for you to hear, but I am a triple agent. Our family is German, and my allegiance is with Germany.
No!
You were raised American, I understand. But we need to end this war, Evelyn. That's why Manfred stole the orb. It can level a city. With that kind of power, France would surrender immediately. Britain and the U.S. would follow. The world could be at peace. We need to join forces. The aliens are... They're coming back.
I don't believe you. I can't believe any of this.
It is much to deal with all at once, I know. But it is all true.
Why did you have to kill Henry? Are you gonna kill me?
Henry was an unfortunate casualty. Our mission is more important than a single life. But we won't harm you. We need you. My vocal cords were destroyed, and the orb is tuned to my voice, and thus, to yours. Singing certain notes unleashes different effects.
You want me to wield the weapon that will hand the war to Germany?
If the war does not end soon, humanity is doomed.
How? How do I use it?
Certain sets of three notes have specific effects. I've written down some combinations here.
Thanks, Dad. Bye.
Evelyn! Get back here!
What are you gonna do, ground me?
Manfred! I'm not afraid of you.
You should be. The cause is too important. With or without you, we'll find a way to use the orb.
No, Manfred. She is my daughter. Don't shoot her.
I'm sorry, Ernest. We can't let her get away.
Henry, you're alive!
Don't shoot her, Manfred. Or this crippled guy will taste bullets, whoever he is.
No, Henry. That's my father.
Very well, I'll just shoot you then. You can point that gun at me, but I assure you, it is worthless. You can drop it now.
Darn!
I am curious as to how you escaped the doctor.
He forgot to remove my personal shielding device. Hell, I forgot to remove it. I've been wearing it since our first encounter. It's burned out for good now, but I clocked him in the face and took his gun.
I'm impressed, Dr. Isotope. Sadly, your last-minute heroics are for naught. And rest assured, I will shoot multiple times to ensure your demise.
Wait, where did my daughter go?
What on earth? A second cyborg suit?
Manfred has the prototype. My daughter has apparently stolen the beta.
You're not the only one encased in metal now, Red Baron.
Stop it! You're destroying each other!
What's the code to lock this door?
I won't tell you!
What if I'm pointing a gun at you?
Okay, very well. Leave me no choice. 1633 is the
Evelyn! Push him outside the door! Just bought ourselves some time.
Phew! Of all the uncomfortable, cramped places I've been in the last week, that one takes the cake.
My suit is destroyed!
Sorry about that.
Don't apologize to him! He abandoned you your whole life and then almost let a cyborg kill you. And now he complains that his own cyborg suit being dented up in the ensuing melee? Ha! You're better than him, Evelyn.
You'll never get away with this.
Is there an alternate way out, Father?
Father?
Well, you are. At least biologically.
The corridor behind me leads to a one-way portal that takes you outside. Of course, the entire German army will be hot on your tail. I doubt you'll be able to escape the country with the orb. Please, don't go. I don't want to lose you again, Evelyn. Please, stay.
Sorry, Dad. You had your chance. To me, you'll always be dead. Come on, Henry. Let's get out of here.
You're too late, Red Baron. They've just escaped.
We failed.
Frau Hera!
Bad news! The long-range space scanners have picked up a new signal. The aliens! They are coming back!
You've been listening to 1918, an Oral Stage Studios production. Written by Richard Lovejoy. Starring Robin Reed, Patrick Pizzaroluso, Abe Goldfarb, and featuring Avery Pearson, Alyssa Simon, Richard Lovejoy, Matthew Boudreau. Directed by Samantha Mason. Sound design by Matthew Boudreau and Mike De Almeida. Music by Chris Chappell, with Jennifer Harder on trumpet. Recorded at the Brewery Recording Studio, Brooklyn, New York. Visit us online at www.1918show.com.
Du, wollen wir uns das letzte Stück von dem leckeren Kuchen teilen?
Nö.
Einfach richtig gut backen. Ab Montag, dem 21.10. exklusiv bei Aldi. Küchenmaschine mit WLAN-Funktion. Zum Aldi-Preis von 199 Euro. Und vieles mehr. Jeden Tag besonders. Einfach Aldi.
Hey everyone, it's Mark from Leap Audio. I'm here to tell you about something really exciting. July 24 through 26 of 2020, Halifax, Nova Scotia, we are gathering together in the world's first international modern audio drama convention and family reunion. Inspired in part by the living, loving memory of our dear friend Bill Holweg, we're bringing together writers, producers, actors, and our fans for workshops, seminars, and even live performances. So join us, won't you? Go to madcon.com. That's www.mad-con.com for more information. I hope to see you in Halifax in 2020.
The Mutual Audio Network. Listening and imagining together.